The show you are about to listen to is intended for mature audience only. There will be things said that may not be appropriate for younger audience and may offend you. We at Whatever Talk would like to apologize in advance, but really, get over it.
We talking about whatever, whatever that's on your mind, speak your mind, don't be shy, this is your time to shine.
What up, dope people? Welcome to Whatever Talk, the show where we talk about whatever we seem to be talking about at the time. I'm your host, Donnie, and I'm sad to say it for the last time, Lil Neek Neek.
Oh, hey!
Wake up!
Hey!
She was gone.
Waiting like
she was gone.
I'm up. I'm sitting up. Hey, hey, y'all!
What's up?
And also my man's T. Dot Cliff.
What's going on, everyone?
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up, fellas? What's up?
Oh, man. So we got pretty much of a, I guess you could call this a special show. Because, like I said, last show, this is going to be Nika's last one. I'm sad.
Yeah.
And I was going to make this an all Nika show, meaning finishing out the whole month of gay.
No.
But I was like, nah, that's okay. We ain't got to make it an all Nika show like that, at least not on that point of view.
I don't want to ask a question.
But, you know, I do want to ask a question, though, because this kind of goes to something somebody told me.
I want to ask a question, too.
Well, you can go first.
No. I just said that because y'all said that.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I got a for real question. Now, the listeners in we, it's been known or it's been mentioned on the show that you are a fun girl. Right?
Yeah, why you gotta put it out like that?
Right. Everybody knows I call all people who are the same,
yeah,
like of
lesbian.
Yes, fun girls or boys. Now, when did you realize that you was a fun girl?
I don't know. Maybe 10.
Okay.
10.
Like, you realize that or you just find yourself playing with more females than boys or something like that? You didn't really know it, or did you just find yourself playing with a lot more?
I really didn't know it, but then I guess at 10 I realized it, because I don't know, I guess that's when I started liking people.
You remember the first girl you liked?
Yeah, that was the first girl I ever liked.
Who? You said, do you remember the first one?
Oh, right. My girlfriend that I'm with.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So y'all been together since 10 years old?
About 12.
Wow. Dang, you got me and my girl beat.
Oh, okay.
Now, the reason I asked that because Chico at work, she pretty much say that I knew I liked girls since I was like 5 or earlier. And I'm like, no, you didn't, because you barely know that you like candy at 5.
Right.
All right. So you can say that all you want, or you can convince yourself all you want, but no, you don't know that you like male or female at the age of 5. Come on.
Right. You know what you're supposed to like, though.
Come on, son.
Dude, you were still liking your daddy at that age.
Oh, man. So that's the only reason I bring it up. So before I continue with the rest of the show, how you been?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, tired.
Tired. Mm-hmm. Just tired all week.
How y'all been?
I've been straight.
Sure, I ain't got no complaints.
I've been straight, minus this whole argument at work, which I'm not about to elaborate on it, but old dude we talked about last week, mm-hmm, about he want to be preferred to as a nigga. Well, we got into it again. This time I got the whole sale involved, and pretty much all of them was like, yeah, I'm a nigga. And based off based off the color of their skin, which is black, that made them a nigga, and or since society see them as a nigga, they say, forget it, I'm a nigga, bump it, I'll go with that.
That's just like society telling you to jump off the bridge, and you're like, okay.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, that is not the right way. Pretty much.
How many people said that they was a nigga?
Well, it was just, it was the O-N, which I now call him the original, the original nigga. The O-N and one guy on another line, and then another guy on the other line said, well, I'm not a nigga, but I'm an African-American, which I said, frankly, no, you're not, but if that's what you want to be called, yeah, you are African-American.
Yeah, me picturing a whole line was like, yeah, we all niggas. All of us niggas.
Well, one, plead the fifth. And what we all know, pleading the fifth is pretty much,
that means saying you are a nigga, yeah, but you don't want to admit to it.
Yeah, that's what pretty much plead the fifth is. But I don't want to elaborate on that. I got a few updates that I want to talk about. And I got a first one would be Nicki Minaj's duct tape line. I got an update on that because V, who we talked about last week also, V, she, her side mirror was broken. So she, I was like, oh, I can't fix that because the what's-her-name is down. And how about you just put some duct tape on it because the mechanic's only charging you because of the wiring you have in it because you got an automatic light, automatic mirror. So that's why it costs so much. So just duct tape it up. Duct tape fixes everything. Literally everything. And she pulled out some duct tape and it was white. And I was like, no, that ain't duct tape. That's, I thought it was like electrical tape. Like, that's not going to work at all. And I'm like, it's duct tape. So I looked at it. I'm like, let me see. And then the first thing I seen was a picture of a duck. Quack, quack. And it said duct tape. I was like, this is off brand. Well, I'm not gonna say off brand, but it was a name brand, which is duct tape is not actually duct tape, it's D-U-C-T tape. But I thought it was pretty clever of whoever came up with it.
Why? So, why did you think that was clever, and you didn't think it was clever that Nicki Minaj used it in her rap?
Because Nicki, I doubt seriously she know that duct tape exists in the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
I probably don't.
I don't know for sure, but I want to put some money, like a dollar or two.
You're probably buy a real duct tape and be like, why is it spelled like this? What is this tape? Duct tape. Like, oh,
my bad. I thought it was D-U-C-K.
Right.
Yeah, so.
You better go to the dollar store with that thinking.
So, clever on the person who came up with that. Now I got an update on female babble, like we talked about like two episodes ago.
Yeah.
Talking about all female conversation is babble.
No, you said that.
I said that. Yes, I said that, and I still hold it. And I got an update on that because my little man would comment it to my wife, his mama, about the same conversation. It's talking about, y'all talking about that again? That's all y'all talk about.
Well,
and that was my little man saying that to him, to his mom, talking about, here y'all go again. That's your friend. She, basically, this is what she told me. He said, Ma, is that so-and-so? She's like, yeah. Are y'all talking about him again? Yeah. Man, that's all y'all talk about, man. Just,
that's bad.
So I'm like,
that's bad.
That means y'all talking about that way too much.
Exactly. They know your conversation.
Female babble, man. So I thought that was pretty funny.
Oh, shoot. What did she do?
She because she was listening to me, listening to the show when I was editing that particular episode. And that's what she enlightened me on what Lil Man said. So I'm like,
I'm
see.
Surprised you. Most mothers are probably backhanded. Stay out my business.
She well, probably really giggled. It was.
Yeah, but you can't really backhand them for you talking so freaking loud.
Shoot, and I guess not, you can't.
Not only are you talking so freaking loud, talking so freaking loud every single day about the same babble.
I know word from word.
Oh, man. so and so, shut up. Okay. All right, another update, our last update, and this update is on V. Now, remember I told y'all about V and her little situation? Mm-hmm. Well, her situation kind of escalated a little bit because her locked up baby daddy asked her to marry her. And that kind of like what we talked about before about it. I was like, V, in between that time he asked you to marry you and the last time you talked to me about this, how many times y'all conversated in between that time? She said that they conversate at least like maybe 2 to 3 times a week.
Okay.
And I'm like, how many times of those times that you talked to him did you still continue to lead him on? Because he wouldn't ask you to marry him if you wasn't continuing still leading him on. Mm-hmm, and right. She pretty much confirmed it pretty much. Yeah, I still led him on slightly. I was like, see, now there you go. Now you got the man for real about to go back for go back when he come back out.
How long he been locked up?
It's been some years. That's jail according talk. To her. Yeah.
I told you, he's lonely.
He don't want to marry her. He going to get out and see some new booty.
That's what I said. But that's that lonely talk.
No matter what, still don't lead the guy on.
That's true, but I'm just saying.
Oh, I know it's jail talk. And I know. But you know what? I don't want to say it's jail talk. Cause you know, a lot of people can come change their ways. But
you know, when some people get married and then they, what you call them, just like what happened with my mother. She married my sister baby daddy as soon as he came out.
Your mama married your sister baby daddy?
I'm sorry, my sister's father. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was about to say, what? Tell me more. Your family is twisted, honey.
My sister's father. when he came out. Jerry! That's when he said baby daddy. I should have said father.
Okay. So she married your sister's father.
Right. Soon as he came out, they got married within a couple months. And he did like, 20 years. Married, I think they stayed married 5-6 years. And he ended up, cheating on her. Divorcing my mother. And so I said, that's not a good idea. That's just that lonely talk.
That's why
I say it.
I'm inclined to go with you on that.
Lonely talk is all the same to me.
Yeah. Because
the guy in prison, matter of fact, I heard he was having a conversation. The guy told him, like, you know, you should marry her when you get out because...
She's holding it down.
You owe her that.
She's holding it down.
I said, no, you don't owe her anything.
So you gonna marry her to give her a heartbreak? Boy, right. You don't owe her that.
That's what I was saying. I was like, no, because when you go in, when you go in with a young mind, you're going to come out with that young mind.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them do.
Yeah.
You go in at 22, you come out at 44, you're going to come out at 22 mind.
Yeah, 22. Mentally.
Right. Yeah. But he found Jesus, though.
You got the light.
He found Muhammad.
He found Muhammad when he was in there, though.
Most of them do that for protection.
You know, Muhammad.
They don't really care about nothing about Muhammad or none of that Muslim stuff. They do that for protection.
Look, Muhammad is a freaking.
And it looks, because he did the same thing, because it looked good. As soon as he came out, he was eating pork ribs, drinking beer, cussing, smoking. Ain't did none of that Muslim stuff.
Muhammad a jailbird, man. That's, everybody finds Muhammad up in
there. Yeah, everybody. That's what I said. They do that stuff for protection. And it looks good. The shoes look good. The shiny shoes, how you walk around and talk. But I heard some of them up in there are faggots. They do that stuff on a sneak tip. He said that.
Oh, yeah. I know.
So, I don't believe in all that. No.
I heard about stuff like that. But let's move on to something else. That was all the updates other than this comment was made by V talking about this white boy at work. And I thought I had to say something because it really didn't make sense. She was like, look at him trying to be the black Slim Shady. But
the black Slim Shady.
Yeah, but the thing about
Slim
that
Shady is white.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I was going to say that. The thing about that, like, in order for you to be the black of anything, you have to be black first.
Right.
Exactly. As far as I know, Slim Shady was always white.
Yeah.
But how's she going to say a white boy trying to be a black boy?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
A white boy trying to be black white boy. What?
That you know, gives me about that double, what's that, that lady who was claiming to be black.
Oh, yeah.
Working for, she, I don't, oh, like,
you talking about Rachel?
That's her?
I think her name Rachel.
I think so, also.
I said, why you want to claim to be black? Don't nobody want to be black if you ain't black.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, she do. She love it.
Nah.
What does she love about being black? You don't get benefits do we get?
You don't get no privileges.
Well, you know, she was a light-skinned black, though. She was a little Donnie. So, it's different for those type.
That ain't what her parents said.
My bad, my bad. My bad. She ain't want. She got tired of being in the house. She wanted to be out in the field with the rest of y'all.
Right.
Good night with that. I'm in the house with the AC.
That's a shame. You got to go around talking about, I left my job because I claim to be black. What? People looking like, what?
They should have just let her keep working because she played it off pretty good. She made the hair nappy. She wore extensions.
Wait a minute. She made the hair nappy?
Yes. Her hair just, it looked just so nappy.
The first white person to actually want to live in the hood.
Oh, man. That's funny. She made the hair nappy.
Yeah, right. I bet you they start putting us back in actual slavery. I bet she'd be the first one to turn white again.
I believe she was mixed, though. I really believed her.
They said she looked black.
Yeah, she...
She does. You know,
what it is she got... She's that one white person, or she's one of those white people who got the skin. When you tan it, it don't turn red. It turns blackish.
Purple.
Blackish, or, you know, it actually tans up and not turn red. So, yeah, I guess. I don't want to talk about those. I don't want to talk about those people no more. Let's move on to some more ignorance, and I got some more. I guess I got like a couple of stupid things coming from with no more movie lines, but I have a new one called Stupid Video Game Dialogue.
Okay.
Okay, I'm playing the new Batman, Arkham Knight.
Okay.
And Batman, who a lot of us know, is one of the most smartest, richest characters in superhero world. His intelligence is like super genius type style, like super, super genius type style. And he's a detective on top of that.
He's now, a scientist.
So I'm scanning this dead body that's hung up on a wall, and he come across the feet, and the feet got some toes missing. Now, this is what came out Batman's mouth. The left foot looks like it's missing several toes. Now, if you don't know what several means seven or more. That's a lot of toes on one foot to be missing several toes. You know what I'm saying? So I thought that was really stupid of Batman, who's a super, super genius and a detective and got superhuman strength, for you to say something dumb as that.
Right.
You all slip up.
And it was super serious because Batman says everything serious. Even when he's Bruce Wayne, he talks serious. So I thought that was pretty funny when I came across that. As soon as I heard that, I was like, oh, write it down because I got to say this on the show. Now, stupid raps. I forget who says this. Like, on a real, no lie. I don't know what it is, but you just my type.
Oh, I don't know. I know who say that, but I don't know who say that.
You sound like Bruce Wayne right now. But that line is so stupid to me, because if I say it where other people can understand it more clearly, it's basically saying, dang, girl, you thick, you got some capital titties, damn, you need some long hair. That's everything I like, but I don't know what it is. Basically, you said in your lyrics, I don't know what it is, but you're just my type. Well, your type, that's what it is. So why are you saying I don't know what it is?
Because.
Go ahead with this one. Go ahead with this one, Nika.
Look, you know how.
She thinking as she speak right now.
I'm for real. You know how you meet somebody and it's just something about them.
But it's still your type.
No. So no, say for instance, you met me, or T-Mac. I'm going to use T because you're married. Say T-Mac.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I still want to be involved in things.
But I ain't T. You know, I ain't T-normal. Like, he wouldn't go for me. But he seen me and it was something about me. And he like, dang, I just don't know what it is about you. But you just my type. Like, you everything I want or wanted.
Okay, so to cut you off right there, he would go for you because you're just his
you
type.
You know how you go for people that you wouldn't normally go for? That's what I feel about that.
But if that was something, but if that was the case,
you found something in them.
Like, yeah, like, you look at everybody here the same, but you look at this person here, it's the same, but it's something about it.
It's different.
I hear that, but it's still on
top. You can't explain it. You really can't explain it.
No, I hear what you both saying, but that don't go, that don't qualify if the person is just your type. That has to be off a person that's not your type, but you see something in them.
Yeah, but he's saying, I don't know what it is, but you just my type. Like, oh, girl, come here.
Nah, let's move on, because y'all stuck. Now, this is from Dejlo. It's that Post to Be remix.
Oh, I love that song.
All right. Now, her name is Dejlo, right?
Dejlo.
Now, I listened to this numerous times, rewinding it and playing it over and over, and I thought I was, like, mishearing it. But this very last time I heard it on the way to record this show, I heard it more clearly. And the part when she says, you ain't know me back then, but I bet you want me now.
You ain't know me back then, but I bet you want me now.
Yeah, you ain't know me back then, but I bet you want me now.
If I ain't know you, how did I want you?
Exactly!
That don't even make sense.
Exactly. Thank you.
I can understand.
Now, in my head, I'm like,
I can understand from both ways. You can.
No, you can't. If I know you, TM, I know you and never met you. How did I not want you? And how do I want you now? I know you now, so of course, yeah, I want you now. But I didn't want you there because I didn't know you existed.
Exactly.
Probably like you didn't. You probably didn't look too good back then.
No.
Yeah, you can use that as, you probably didn't look too good back then. Oh, you know, nothing to do with you.
You wasn't noticeable?
Right, something like, I saw you, but you wasn't, you know, like, you weren't my type.
I saw you. I saw you, but I didn't see you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like, I looked at you, but I wasn't paying attention to you.
Some Jenny Jones.
Oh, okay, so. She's saying you didn't know me back then, stating you didn't acknowledge me.
Right.
Okay.
I'm not.
Now she
I'm
probably
not
all in the spotlight.
One.
You probably want me now.
I ain't buying that one because I didn't even know you existed.
You can use that both. ways. I mean, you can use that both ways.
I didn't know you existed back then to even want you.
You can use that. Both
okay, T. You smart? Yeah. She ain't know they existed because I mean, ain't know she existed because she wasn't appealing to him, but now she appealing.
She stepped up her game.
I like how y'all combat me on these. They be trying so hard. No. Alright, I got another question that's been, like, really picking at me. Now, T, I'm going to ask you first this time. What's unattractive to you?
What's unattractive to me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Well, this name, like, just like one good
one. No, one, I have to, I gotta think of it, but it's my.
While you think about that, Nika, what's unattractive to you?
Unattractive to me is when somebody don't carry themselves like they supposed to.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good. I go, what's unattractive to me, and I come to realize this a lot more, that is even more unattractive to me, is uncomfortableness. And what I mean by uncomfortableness, I don't mean you being around people you don't like. I mean your appearance, like the stuff that you wear, like your clothes. You putting on this, even though you know dang on well you can't freaking fit it or all this stuff, but you putting it on because you feel like that's the way society wants to see you in this. I freaking hate uncomfortable females. I don't like them. When you put on the freaking heels, I'm one guy who do not like heels. I can't stand heels. Every single female I ever see walk like they're so freaking uncomfortable in heels.
Really?
Yes.
I done seen sexy girls walking in heels.
Dude, I have
a girl that's comfortable with herself.
I'm not saying
it feels your thing. That go ahead.
I'm not saying no. I'm not saying that
you
you're
look uncomfortable.
I said you look uncomfortable, and if you look uncomfortable, most likely you're uncomfortable.
That's true.
You need more than two hands to put on your clothes. Meaning.
You can't put them on.
I know what's
exactly.
Meaning to me.
You're gonna be uncomfortable, and I don't like that.
Some girls, some like big girls that just got big, they forget how big they are, and they want to still wear their skinny pants or something like that. I for real, I'm not lying. Like, don't you see some big girls like they belt and pants be so tight? You be like, ugh, like that.
That make them actually look like their stomach is actually sticking over their pants.
Yeah,
like it's hugging them.
You don't got the muffin top. You got a straight up doughy dough.
Oh, that's swelling. It's swelling now.
That's some straight up yeast
it's
top.
Swelling now.
That's a yeast top right
and
there.
And I hate when like little sexy girls like got a sexy little body, but they clothes be so tight, you see that cootie print and everything.
Yeah, and I feel you on that. Yes, and if you are one of those big chicks who for some reason forget how big you done got, then your pants is a great reminder that you're that
like
you done got bigger.
Sit down, your pants raise up at the bottom.
Like if you put on your pants and your pants are flooding before you sit down, and you know dang on well you ain't got no capris.
You got some capris. No, you got some shorts on when you sit down.
Then it's time to put it up, and you uncomfortable. That junk is really uncomfortable, unattractive to me when a chick is just putting it on because they feel like they have to put it
on. You must have seen somebody like that, because I don't get what you're saying. What you mean have to put it on?
Well, what I mean by that, because you're going out to a club or you going out somewhere and
you know how tighter it is, the better it looks.
Yeah, and you putting it on just because you feel like you have to wear this for the environment that you're about to go into.
Well you do.
Yes, because I used to feel like that.
Ain't
like,
nobody gonna look at no woman with no baggy clothes. They gonna look at you, they gonna look at you like, what's wrong with you? The tighter the better. They know how to work the game.
Okay, but the thing about it is,
we live for a night.
All right, no, look, check this out. You might be uncomfortable, but you show enough is still unattractive because you so freaking tight that you so freaking big that you so tight that everything looks so nasty.
Yeah, and then you still uncomfortable. I mean, regardless of what you wear.
Exactly. So you uncomfortable for no reason whatsoever.
But I ain't even gonna lie though, Donnie. For real, like when I used to go out with my sisters and them, because I hate going out. I never go out. Because I hate a big crowd and I hate walking in heels. I hate heels. Okay. But when I went out with them, I feel like I had to wear heels though. And I cannot even walk in them. I can walk in them now.
And to me, and I'm probably a very few males out here in the world that don't care about the tight clothes. Yes, you look nice with them, but you look even more beautiful to me if you put on stuff that you are comfortable in. If that requires you putting on some jogging suits, well, put them on. I would still like you. Maybe one day I'll see what's up under them jogging clothes.
Look at your wife done snagged her one, huh? Because you got the only man in America feel like that.
I feel like if you uncomfortable, then who's to say that you're going to be comfortable around me? Like, if I'm not making you comfortable enough to put on whatever you feel comfortable in, then I kind of, like, don't really want to go on a date. Because I know it's going to be so uncomfortable on that date. It is not because you're not comfortable with me or you're not comfortable in the environment. It's because, chick, you won't sit still because you're uncomfortable.
Your pants too tight.
Exactly. You trying to find a comfortable position.
You feel uncomfortable.
Well,
you just want to go home.
Exactly. You just want to go home. You want to just call it a night. You just want to chill. We can just chill and watch some movies or something. I'm cool with that.
Yes, exactly. I can get in my pajamas.
Exactly, and I am super cool with that because I am the same way as nigga. I don't care to go out. I don't like a crowd either. And even when I do go out, I'm putting on what I feel comfortable in. And everybody know my style. My style is to not match. That's my style.
Well, I do match, but I'm in flats. They be like, you never gonna wear heels.
Everybody know me that I take very pride in my appearance. Well, my whole family tell you that. Like, he always look good. He don't never. I can go to the store, like to the corner store, and you know, just throw on something. But when I go out, even if I'm going like 5 blocks down, I like to look good. I got clothes that look good, so I always look good.
And I feel you, but also to add to that, I feel like I look good whenever I'm wearing it also. Of course, I'm not unmatching to the point of I got on some freaking
yellow and orange.
Blue. Yeah, yellow and orange type junk. I'm not like that.
Some red shoes. You, Donnie,
my thing about Donnie, what bothers me is his shoes.
Why? What's wrong with his shoes?
They be cracked up all the way. Like them white ones you wore for your wedding. Boy, you wore them down. And your Timberlands. You wore them down. So they were just like done for. Then you wore them on top of that. I'm like, don't you want to get some new shoes?
That's why Donnie will be the type to save money.
I be want to buy some new shoes.
Dude, well, buy me some new shoes, but you know what? I'm getting my freaking money's worth out of you everything.
You sure do get your money's worth.
Matter of fact, I'm writing all them a letter. Timberland, Adidas, y'all junk is last worthy.
You can't wear you can't wear ones today, correct though, Donnie?
Man, he wear them today. Beat them ups.
I wear them.
He wear Air beat them ups.
I stop wearing them. I stop wearing them when the two used buy me some new ones.
I ain't never seen you in no cracked up. Yeah, work, but them work shoes, I'm thinking.
Them work shoes.
He wear them like they comfortable, too. Like, I'm putting these on. We going to do what we going to. We going to hang today.
Oh, man, I could not be
I'll
your
be
friend.
Like, I'll be like, shoot, I'll be wanting, like, nigga, look.
But look, am I not comfortable with them?
Yeah, you
can. All right, that's all that matters.
I told you, go out like, nigga, we gonna hang today, let's hang. Shoot, I don't care. Don't look at my shoes and then we hanging.
Exactly. I'm comfortable.
We gonna have a good time.
I'm comfortable. And plus, I'm a freaking stunt man, and y'all, and
you do a lot of stuff running around, jumping off of porches.
Exactly. So I'm not about to bust up some brand new One Force Airs because of my habits.
One Force Airs? What are those?
Air Force One's backwards.
Now I know what's my thing that's unattractive to me.
What is that?
A dumb girl.
Oh,
I
yes.
can't stand stupidity. No, I'm talking about, y'all know, like Kim Parker.
You talking
off the Parkers?
Yes.
Like
exactly.
That. I'd be like, get away
you
from that.
You ain't never met nobody that dumb. That's
I'm just saying, I don't want to meet nobody that dumb.
I don't want to say it, but because she downstairs. But
Who downstairs?
My sister.
She dumb like that?
Yeah. Kelly Bundy all day.
No, she not.
Now, see, I date Kelly Bundy because she's fine.
See, nah, that's the problem.
You're going to hit that because she's fine.
I can't hang around that.
You can't, y'all. Exactly. You're not dating her.
Like, get away from me. I can't hang around you that long.
Right.
Because we can't have a conversation.
And that just. Like, that's like, And I say the same thing about V. And I'm not cold hearted. I'm not going to tell you that to your face because I don't want to hurt your feelings.
I don't want to hurt your feelings.
V. She's like that. she said some stuff when I realized this a while ago, but when she laughed and commented to this, another person at work got her money stolen by her sister's friend, and she was like, "Oh man, when I find her, man, I'm gonna beat the blood out of her. I'm telling you, I'm gonna beat the blood." And then V commented with laughter and said, "Oh snap. How you gonna be? I ain't never heard that before. How you gonna beat the blood out of somebody? I ain't never heard that before." I'm like, well, V, if I smack you right now and your lip bleed, I beat the blood out of you. That's what you talking about, V.
V, slow though, anyway.
Yeah, like that.
V, if you ever end up listening to any of these shows, we talking about you, but we laughing with you.
No, I'm laughing at you.
It's all good, V. It's all good, B.
I can't.
That don't make you a bad person because you're a little slower than everybody else.
That don't make you a bad person.
Everybody, it don't make you a bad person. It just make you. It makes the person that you with.
She's slow though, Donnie, ain't she?
Yeah.
real life slow.
Tell you the truth, I don't like a real smart person. I don't want nobody thinking they know everything. I can't conversate with you.
Yeah,
you
I don't want a
everything.
Real smart person either, but be right. average. I'm just saying, Donnie, she's slow for real though, right?
See, but I don't want to say she's real slow. I don't want to talk about V like that no more. But the comment on you all's the real smart thing, I would not mind a real smart person if they're down to earth. You know,
you have to be down to earth.
Don't be trying to belittle
or correct
everything.
Right.
Yeah, don't belittle everything I say. Like, I don't mind you saying, like, well, like, if I say something and then, well, I have, you know, I don't know how to put this. Like, don't belittle my statement. You know, just I don't mind you educating me on my statement. That I don't mind, but belittling my statement, that's kind of like bad. That's bad.
I hate smart people so smart that they dumb. Like, when I say V slow, I mean, she's slow, but she ain't, like, out of the real world to me. But I think she just slower than other people. But I think she can understand and communicate.
Yeah, slow to life experience.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Something along those lines.
Yeah.
But I
hate people that be so smart that they stupid. They be talking to you and you be like, what? Well, maybe you be dumb because they be so smart. But I don't know. But it's like, what?
Yeah, you know what? And the guy I work with, he be saying that to me. And I'm like, I'm not... the O-N. He be saying that to me, which... I kind of expect that from an O-N, but I don't be saying things to belittle him, but if he say something wrong that I know about, well, I'll just educate him on
it. Sometimes you can let stuff go, Donnie. You do that. You be like, well, this is, well.
First of all, I never say well, okay? I never say well. I tell you, I have heard or I read this about that. Okay, but he made a comment on Donnie, you do like to read. I'm like, well, I never said I like to read.
Just because you say you read, don't mean you read.
Yeah, I don't like to read. I like to be educated. What requires for me to be educated is extensive reading. So I don't read extensively, but in order to be educated, you have to read. So what that says about you.
You one of them people when you sitting down like at an appointment, you got a magazine in front of you, you don't look at it at all because it involves reading.
Exactly. Like, you ain't looking at it because...
No, I'm just going to be bored instead of read. Right.
This ain't got that many pictures in it.
Go ahead and educate yourself.
This ain't got that many pictures in it, so I ain't going to mess with this.
Exactly. Or they just open up the magazine and look at the pictures.
Oh, they open up the magazine. They open up parenting and they look at all the little kids. Like, exactly. they look happy with their life. How about you read the article? This kid got autism.
You won't read a paragraph. Yeah.
This kid has autism and he overcame his autism. Read about that.
Who does that?
This is another important thing I wanted to bring up. That we doing this, like, I want to say 2 weeks after Father's Day. But by the time the listeners hear this, it'll be like maybe almost a month after Father's Day. But it's still a big issue. And this goes to mamas wanting appreciation for Father's Day. Mm-hmm. And that is a freaking huge headache that I have. Mama and aunties and all the other females who don't have the kid's father in their life.
Yeah.
It is not your day, okay? It is not your day. It's his Father's Day, okay? Don't be telling your kids, I'm your daddy and your mama. You're not. You're confusing the kid a whole lot more than what it's already confused of, okay?
Right.
You're not the kid's daddy. You're the mama. And I'm not saying you can't teach the things that a daddy can teach, but I'm just saying you're not the daddy.
No, okay? You're not the daddy. They just feel like because they chose a low life, they decided to take on a role.
But you didn't take on a role.
You just taking on your mama role.
Yeah, exactly. You never took on two roles. You only took on the single parent role.
If you took on two roles, that means you made that baby by yourself.
Exactly. That means you are asexual.
Because you played a role doesn't mean that you become the person. I can play the role of anybody or anything. It doesn't mean I become the person. It just mean I'm stepping up to the plate where you drop the ball at.
Okay,
you just being a parent.
Yeah, you being a parent, but the one
I am being a parent, but sometimes you go to the extreme, so you feel like you're playing the role of both parents.
All right, you're going to play the role of the daddy role, and you know that the daddy is a deadbeat, then play a deadbeat.
You're going to play the daddy role like you want to step up as a boss. Anything happen with your kids, you're going to step up to a man, a woman, anybody. And that's the role of a father, to stand up to a man. Or something like that. So they feel like, I do it all.
All right. And I feel you. I do feel you. I don't feel like you're taking the role as the father. I just feel like you just said, you stepped up to the plate because now you're a single parent. And this goes for single dads, too.
But how mother's going to step up to a role of a father? She don't know nothing about a man. She don't know how to live in a man's shoes.
And that's also true. But
just see what a parent do. Because I'm sure she don't have an attitude. She don't have a thinking like a man, like a father at all. So she can't take that. She can't take that credit. She can only take the credit for being a mother and being a parent.
This must have hit home for you, T. But I'm just saying, like, the reason people play roles is because they're being taught those roles. Like, if you play somebody in a play, somebody had to teach you what to do. So they only go off what they see.
Yeah, and you're right. You're absolutely right.
So you're acting.
But
yeah, pretty much you're acting.
You're right. But at the same time, you're not taking the role as the daddy. And daddy, you're not taking the role as the mama. You just playing where you just being a single parent. Mm. If I was a single parent, my daughter... She started a period. Luckily, I have done reading and I know a little bit about the female body, and I'm lucky I'm able to tell her some things. But I'm not taking her mom's role. I'm just telling her what I know that she needs to do. Yes, her mom can tell her better because she's been through the same experience. But I can tell you, hey, you need to put this pad down there. And, this is gonna help you so you won't get your clothes messed up. And then, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not taking that mama's role. I'm just stepping up to the plate to where there's not a where there's not a player at right there. So I don't want Mother's Day because that is the mom's day. And I'm not talking about the deadbeat moms. I'm not talking about the deadbeat pops. This is that's the day for the mom, for the parents, the mamas or the daddies who are doing something or in their kid's life. So again, this goes more to the moms. This goes more to the female because that's what you hear about the most. It's the females saying, "I'm your mama and your daddy." I have come across males saying the same thing. I'm the mama and your daddy, but it's more in the female society that's saying that. That psychologically messes with the kid's brain even more than what is messed up in already. So now you got the kid growing up thinking that telling their friends, yeah, my mama is my daddy too. Well, how the heck is that possible?
I think it's just something to say. Even though they say that, I don't think the kid really takes that into consideration.
Well,
right, I don't think they take it literal. I think they say because you know how fathers take care of home? And I feel like they feel like they... doing everything that a man should be doing, like working, bringing home all the pay. You know what I'm saying?
But
actually, the mother take care of the home.
Yeah, but the thing about it that both parties can teach.
The mama take care of the home, far as cleaning and cooking.
If she not working, then she take care of the house.
Yeah, the but I'm saying the daddy pay all the bills. You ain't got a home to take care of if you ain't doing your part.
Well, I just want to close out on this, saying that both parties...
Donnie, you going to stop shutting us down.
Right.
I'm not shutting you down. I don't want to kick it. I'm trying to be the maestro of the show.
We have something on our chest.
I just, I'm trying to be the maestro of the show and keep it going.
Sorry, go ahead. You know
I wanted to say something to that. That gets on my nerves just like Valentine's Day and Sweetie's Day for Michigan, because not everywhere. It's just in Michigan. Like, for Valentine's Day, a woman expects for her to get gifts on Valentine's Day. Well, yeah, Valentine's Day. And for you, for you to even say Happy Valentine's Day. When it comes to Sweetie's Day, they all stuck, because you, a woman's supposed to say Happy Sweetie's Day to the man. She don't say nothing. She don't even act like the day exists. No. She wants you to say it first.
No, they say it, too, because they think both of the days goes to them. That's
no,
why.
I'm talking about some women don't say
no,
some
it doesn't.
Women, we don't even yes, say it, does. It at all.
Both, y'all want both days.
No, because yes. The guy is the sweetie. Girls be like, you my sweetie.
Well, you need to go out there and broadcast that to the more women.
Exactly. I know I'm the sweetie. I know what day it is.
I don't say Happy Sweetie's Day because I'm
goodness,
looking for
what?
Somebody to say.
What?
Y'all should be watching the BET Awards because August, Elsina, or whatever his name is, why he got on the dress?
First of all, that's not shocking at all.
I don't watch that mess.
And guess what? Another thing. Y'all know they passed gay marriage?
That's what yes.
I'm shocked you didn't talk about that.
That was my question to you.
I forgot all about that. That's nationwide now.
That was my question to you.
What?
I wanted to know, now that they passed that, were you getting married here in Michigan?
Oh, yeah, we're thinking about it.
Well, hold on. First of all,
they passed it, so you can't.
If you've been together since 10, it ain't no thinking about it.
We are thinking about it because we haven't decided if we want like a big wedding or a big reception. We got to do either or. We got to go get married and have a big reception.
However it go, I better get me an invite.
Oh, you're going to get an invite. The world going to know about this.
Exactly. And matter of fact,
I'm pretty sure they are.
Matter of fact, I'm bringing the cameras and we're going to have a special gay whatever talk.
Oh, my goodness. You are too much. Make sure you put little rainbows and.
Zach, it's going to be rainbowish all through. Matter of fact, it's going to be a whole rainbow filter throughout the whole episode.
Like Facebook doing people face.
Yeah.
Let me ask you another question.
Let me tell you another answer. So I got this clear. Go ahead.
Is it like one play the male role and one play the female? How do y'all
do
that?
We just talked about the roles. We both women. We can't play no male roles.
Exactly. Okay. I'm glad you realized that when y'all realized that.
I'm more dominant, if that's what you're asking. Yes, I'm more dominant.
She got the penis. Wait a
minute. I ain't saying nothing to
that's you. A good one. That's a good one.
I am. Donnie seen me at work. You know I'm like a
get the collection plate around on that side.
Yeah.
Nigga, get it around on that side.
Man, she was grabbing the boxes before I got to her.
She's like, nah, cuz this is my box.
I was
right
like,
here.
Hey, you gotta get your own. You gotta get your own. Okay. Well, speaking on this real one last thing real quick. Or as quick as I can make it. Now, this question was brought up to me like months ago. Can a male smell when a woman is wet?
What? That doesn't even sound right. No. All right.
Can a male smell when a woman is wet? First, I want to answer this one first. Now, I want to say.
What you mean wet? Wet with water?
Wet. No, wet. You know what I'm talking about. Wet.
The juice box.
Exactly. The juice box. The juice box.
Oh.
Now, I want to go first.
Smell like juicy juice.
Make a lip smack.
Go first, then.
I go first. Now, we get called or get labeled as dogs all the time. And I would say some of us are dogs, but none of us have the sense of a dog, okay? We can't smell when a chick is in heat, all right? I have done my research on this, and I have come across absolutely zero that's leading up to this. I have come across when people was talking about, well, yeah, I think I smelled my girl wet, you know, this and this and that, but it turns out she freaking peed on herself.
I don't believe that, though. How you gonna smell wet? Wet doesn't smell like anything, unless she has an odor.
Yeah, she has an odor. I have smelled the odor of her.
I was about to say, unless she has an odor or some type of discharge. Like, with some other type of discharge.
We're not talking about wet with water, rainwater. We're talking about wet, like moist, like... Woo, you excited. You wet down there. You got that good gushy. So do you smell when your wife wet and ready?
And no. I don't know. Again.
Right,
no,
that's crazy. You can't smell that.
Yeah, because I can't smell, nor can any other human or male on a planet. Well, I'm going to say human on a planet, I believe, cannot smell when another person is in heat.
Maybe T can smell it.
No. I
can't. Even with his now super senses.
I don't want to smell
he
it.
He can't.
But I have smelled a girl with an odor, and I ain't trying to smell that.
Again. Talk about Keisha.
Yep.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's the only way you're going to smell like... It's like, what?
Yeah, so... Yeah, I want to get it out the way while I still have...
Who told you that? Female, somebody at work?
An old line lead.
Donnie, you said you smelled it before.
You talking about M?
I'm
talking about
from that
white girl down the street.
Oh, man.
Talking about M. And who else can it be in Pack Right other than M?
Freak nasty.
if you know who M is. And
I like M, though.
Oh, yeah, she cool. But I told her, like, if it wasn't her, whoever told her that, like, whatever guy told her that, or whatever guy told a friend of hers that was some new game that he was running, and it worked.
Did what?
Going off what she told me.
Oh,
yeah, so
down there,
yeah, that's
what's that obsession.
no, that's just wet.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, that's a new game and it worked. And I gotta say kudos to him because that's kind of clever.
Was it?
I'm gonna try that on somebody.
Oh yeah, I guess it is because they'll be like, I ain't wet. Then they'll be like, let me see.
I'm just gonna walk one day in the store, hit somebody with my stick. I'm like, excuse me, ma'am, but you wet. I can smell it. You in season, ain't you?
I can smell it.
Oh man, okay.
My senses are kicking in since I'm with blind, and I can smell it on people, so I know when it happens. That's what I'm gonna say to her.
She gonna turn around and tell you, "Nah, you in heat."
I'm gonna say no, you and him. Let me see. Right, let's see then. Come on, let's go then. Let's get a room.
Well, you gonna tell her better yet? I can't see, baby. Let me feel.
Right. I can't feel. Let me tap on your body. Cause when I tap, the sonic waves bounce back to me, and I got a full image of you. Exactly. Let me tap on you. Oh man!
But I did know a girl that got so wet one time. You heard it when she was fingering herself; it felt like water.
Okay,
I'm not lying.
All right, that's a whole completely different question.
I'm not lying
because yes,
I'm serious.
Yes, you can hear wet.
No,
you can't hear wet.
You can hear the wet,
I'm
but
serious.
You can't smell
like...
wet. All right, let's move. Let's get on out of here.
We gonna leave on that note.
Yeah, we gonna leave on the wet. Listeners, tell them what you think about this episode because this was a
wet one.
This was a wet episode, as in the words of Nika. So I want you to tell us about that update about the female babble, because I really want to know what you guys' opinion is on the female babble, because I still think to this day my little man was on to something. Tell us about some stupid dialogue that y'all heard anywhere, like the genius of Batman talking about several toes missing on one foot, and like, you know, tell us about that, y'all. You know, that's crazy. Can you actually be a white, black, Slim Shady? Because if so, you are the new Mike Jack, I guess. Michael Jackson.
What was wrong with several? I don't get that.
Because you only have five toes, and the word several means seven or more.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Look it up in a dictionary right now. I'll wait. I'll play some Jeopardy music.
I never knew that.
Yes, you have a couple, which is two. You have few, which is three.
Or more. Three or more.
Some is like five.
Hold on, let me look it up. Several.
Seven or more.
Several definitions. It says more than two, but not many. Johnny Ezra, I'm like, I never heard that in my life.
You looked up some.
No, I did not look up several. I'm not a spell. It's S-E-V-E-R-A-L. Several.
Yeah, several can mean anything. More than two.
Yeah.
You know what?
More than two. It says that.
Well, when I was in school, maybe, look, this is public at school education here. Meaning that Nika didn't know because she went to public school. Meaning
T didn't know she went to public school.
No, I'm looking it up.
Daddy, look it up right now.
I just did. I looked it up just now, and it's exactly what she just said. But when I was in school, they said several is seven or more.
They lied to you. I never heard. They didn't tell me that.
They might have lied. Listeners,
told you that.
Before they updated this dictionary, several mean seven.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
Don't try to make yourself right.
Okay.
So Batman was right. You was the dumb one.
I'm sticking to what I was
still smart.
I'm sticking to what I was taught in school.
You proved your own self wrong.
I'm sticking to what I was taught in school.
Well, he did what he thought he was taught in school.
You're welcome.
But thanks, Nika. That was a good catch, even though... You're wrong.
You owe Batman an apology.
You do.
Batman.
You owe.
You owe Batman an apology. You trying to make him look
bad. I'm not apologizing to Batman until I talk to a teacher.
No, you made him look bad.
I'm talking to a teacher.
Just told you. You just looked it up.
He can't believe it because it's coming from a woman.
Exactly. I can't believe it because it's coming from a woman. That's
don't
babble.
Don't worry, Batman.
That's
we
babble.
You
speaking
we still
Nika.
Believe in you, Batman. Keep doing your thing.
I'm talking to a teacher. Matter of fact, I had the teacher moved in last week. I'm going to her and ask her what several mean.
Have several seats, Donnie.
I am. So, listeners, tell me how did you like proving Donnie wrong in this episode. That would be great. I want to hear about that most definitely.
Me too.
Please write in on that. You can listen to us on Podomatic, home of whatever talk. Download the Podomatic app. We'll be on iTunes. Download the iTunes app. Listen, you know, type in whatever talk. Me on SoundCloud. Type in whatever talk. And I did find out there's a SoundCloud app. Download it. You can get us direct from there also. Write us an email. I want an essay on how you felt about proving Donnie wrong. whatevertalkshow@gmail.com.
I don't think that's
I'm going to miss you too, T.
Whatever, yeah. Any last, anything to say?
We just said it.
You going to miss me too? Well, I wrote something a little bit for Nika, meaning this her last episode.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to miss you too. Let me hear it.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear.
Why you gotta play? Why you ain't write nothing for real?
I did write something. Here it go.
me.
It's so hard saying goodbye to a friend, but peace I deuces to my nigga Nika. I'm just playing, but on the real, we gon' miss ya. The first lady or whatever, talking to God, I say the best in couple dollars ever bought. Nah, we won't replace ya until we find another chick. In fact, I think we got a few in the basement. Nah, I'm just kidding. It's gonna be as hard as having T-Dot doing a paperwork trying to replace your dad. I'm not kidding. I told myself I wasn't gonna cry, and I'm not. I just ate something hot, and it went down the wrong pipe, but I'll be alright. Nika, better keep in touch, or it's gonna be a fight. We love you, but whatever.
Oh, I love that. I love you guys too.
That's good. And I want to say now on Dumb Raps, how this guy named Donnie gonna
exactly.
say we not gonna replace you until we replace you. So what are we gonna do? Are you gonna replace her or not?
First of all, it was a joke, meaning that
no,
we ain't gonna
be the dumb. No, people that be rapping be making right. jokes too. Then
all right, now look, now you got a rapper
no,
here.
You just made a
dumb
rap.
You got a rapper
write
here.
About people write about how Donnie made a dumb rap himself. How we not gonna replace you until we replace you?
Okay, look. just like I said before, don't all rappers got something philosophical to say about their rhymes? Here's my philosophical meaning behind that. I said we ain't gonna replace you until we find another chick. Meaning, I was just joking about replacing you. Of course we're gonna replace you. We gotta have another chick on the show.
Right, nah, that's right.
Right in on that.
Please,
right
dude.
In on that. He made a slip up on his raps too. So that means I didn't. He ain't no better than no other rapper out here.
I didn't.
Dang, see?
I didn't because I used duct tape to seal my lines together.
I'm just joking, but yeah, that was a good one. I like that.
Thank you. And on that note,
I wish you would have told me you was writing a rap about how I would have wrote something too.
Wait, I wanted to keep a surprise for both of you because of that one line I said about you.
No, you're just trying to get some extra cool points.
That's right, man. I'm trying to be like at the front table when she get married, man. No.
Both of y'all gonna be at the front table.
Since there ain't nothing else to talk about, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. If you would have made it this far, but then you made it to the end of the show, we can stay posted, but we gotta go. But wait a minute, leave a comment, tell us what you think about it, come again, tell a friend, tell whoever listening, whatever talk.